Michael Popak, Legal AF, smartly, E. Jean Carroll's lawyers are not taking any chances with next week's trial against Donald Trump. No, not the trial you want, the criminal trial against Donald Trump, a civil case for defamation and punitive damages in the tens of millions of dollars brought by E. Jean Carroll. It's important to her. She's a victim. It's important to society. And E. Jean Carroll's lawyers are making sure there's bumpers and guardrails around what appears to be Donald Trump's threat to attend his own trial, to maybe even participate in his own trial, maybe do an argument in the trial, certainly testify in the trial. We don't know which. No one knows which with Donald Trump. That's his point. That's his strategy to make everybody scramble. But now that his lawyers have dumped into a meeting with E. Jean Carroll's lawyers that Donald Trump not only plans to attend, he plans to testify. E. Jean Carroll's lawyers, Robbie Kaplan, wrote a letter to Judge Kaplan, no relationship, and asked him to put up the guardrails, make sure Donald Trump is instructed, much the way Judge Engoron tried to instruct Donald Trump not to make a mockery of the civil fraud case. Don't do that in front of a jury is what E. Jean Carroll's lawyers are worried about, that Donald Trump's acting out without admonishment, without before the jury is even selected, will lead to jury being polluted, potentially nullification of the jury, and an undermining of the justice system. And certainly E. Jean Carroll's well-deserved day in court the second time, this time for punitive damages. What am I talking about? A new letter brief. That's how you do it in New York federal court, written to Judge Kaplan by Robbie Kaplan. And here's what it says. We write on behalf of plaintiff E. Jean Carroll to propose certain prophylactic measures and curative instructions in anticipation of Trump's attendance at the upcoming trial, possibility that he'll testify, and associated risk that he will violate court orders if he do so. This is a judge who's already ruled that this jury needs to be anonymous, just like the jury in May in her first, E. Jean Carroll's first case for defamation had to be anonymous for their own protection. So this judge is well-versed in all things Donald Trump and acting out. And here's what they go on to say. They want the court to remind Mr. Trump that this is a case about damages only and not about liability. He doesn't get to retry whether he raped her or not. That's already been proven in a court of law. Whether he defamed her or not, that's already been proven by Judge Kaplan on summary judgment. But they point to statements made by Mr. Trump ignoring these rulings at various times. For instance, they say that in recent comments that Trump made, he needs to be told what is off limits. Particularly, they say Mr. Trump cannot testify that he did not sexually assault Ms. Carroll. He cannot claim that he did not rape her or did not know her or had never seen her before. He can't question her motives. He cannot say that he's defending himself against a false accusation. He can't tell this new jury that they need to find that he raped her because that's already been established. In fact, the letter continues, on behalf of Ms. Carroll, it is not clear, at least to us, what Mr. Trump could personally, permissibly testify to given these limitations. In other words, what could he say about the fundamental issues in the case, which are how big of a check is the jury going to write E. Jean Carroll for the damage that she suffered emotionally, intentionally on behalf of Donald Trump? What could he say? There is no defense to that. We're on to damages. They say in the letter, there's no basis for Trump to offer an opinion testimony about the harm she experienced. He's not an expert on intentional infliction of emotional distress and emotional damages. And he's not an expert for punitive damages. Any testimony that he would give, the letter continues, with respect to his own common law malice for purposes of punitive damages would have to be consistent with the court's finding of actual malice, a needle that Mr. Trump's recent filings strongly suggest that he could not thread. And while a defamation defendant could theoretically offer testimony about their lack of wealth in the hopes of minimizing a punitive damage award, any such testimony would run headlong into Mr. Trump's sworn testimony and public statements elsewhere, including in the New York civil fraud case, where he said, I'm a multi-billionaire. Good. That's good for this jury in punitive damages. Then they go on to say that in the past, based on rulings, yesterday, for instance, after the court's evidentiary ruling, he expressed at a press conference his intention to do exactly what this court ordered him not to do. Quote, I'm going to go to the trial. I'm going to explain I don't know who the hell she is. That's from Donald Trump at a press conference. In fact, here we go with a clip of that press conference.
Tim did it. They're trying to get a man in office that can't put two sentences together, and they're doing that. But so far, we seem to do very well.
You have the Iowa caucuses Monday, an event in New Hampshire Tuesday. Are you going to be back in court for the E. Jean Carroll case on Wednesday?
Yeah, well, that's another one. That's sponsored by Reid Hoffman and some Democrat operatives. I never saw this woman in my life other than they have a picture with her and her husband, John Johnson, a nice guy who was a newscaster many years ago. I remember him, and she said horrible things about him since. I mean, horrible, horrible things, called him bad names. I have no idea who this woman is. I have absolutely no idea. The whole thing is ridiculous that this is even a case. This should never have happened. But again,
if someone would have told me that there are science-backed ingredients that could help me feel 15 years younger in a matter of months, I wouldn't have believed it. Then I tried Qualia Senolytic. As we age, everyone accumulates senescent cells in their body. Senescent cells cause symptoms of aging, such as aches and pains, slow workout recoveries, sluggish mental and physical energy associated with that middle-aged feeling. Also known as zombie cells, they are old and worn out and not serving a useful function for our health anymore, but they are taking up space and nutrients from our healthy cells. Much like pruning the yellowing and dead leaves off a plant, Qualia Senolytic removes those worn out senescent cells to allow for the rest of them to thrive in the body. Take it just 2 days a month. The formula is non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and the ingredients are meant to complement one another, factoring in the combined effect of all ingredients together. It also has a 100-day money-back guarantee. Since taking Qualia Senolytics, I have higher energy levels, feel 15 years younger, and feel more productive and enthusiastic in life, not to mention less aches and pains. Resist aging at the cellular level. Try Qualia Senolytic. Go to neurohacker.com/legal for up to $100 off and use code LEGAL at checkout for an additional 15% off. That's neurohacker.com/legal for an extra 15% off your purchase. Thanks, NeuroHacker, for sponsoring today's video. So back to the letter citing to the press conference that the New York's Attorney General's ongoing state case against Donald Trump just had a preview of exactly what might we could expect at next week's trial before this court, pointing to Donald Trump blurting out some sort of against the court's orders, some sort of closing attack on the court and the court system. Mr. Trump, the letter continues, offered testimony contradicting the state's own summary judgment ruling, much like the summary judgment ruling here by Judge Kaplan, and used his time on the stand to attack opposing counsel and the legitimacy of the proceedings. He did so, the letter continues, in contravention of facts that had already been established by the presiding judge there. Moreover, Mr. Trump had originally sought permission to give his own closing in the case. Talk about life imitating life here in this filing. The letter brief to Judge Kaplan continues on behalf of E. Jean Carroll. The court informed Trump that he must agree on the record to limit his subjects to what is permissible in a closing argument, to relevant material, not to introduce new evidence. Mr. Trump's counsel rejected these conditions as unfair. The court was unpersuaded and told him he couldn't give his closing. Giving up the game, Mr. Trump refused to agree to those generally applicable limitations. Later, at the closing itself, the letter continues, Mr. Trump pleaded for an opportunity to address the court, not as a closing, but as an address. The court indulged the request, but only if Mr. Trump promised to just comment on the law and facts and applications of one to the other, and don't go outside of that. Mr. Trump immediately disregarded the court's instructions and the rules applicable to all litigants in the closing. He told the court that this case goes outside just the facts and launched into a soliloquy. He claimed that despite the summary judgment against him, that the financial disclosures were perfect. He attacked the attorney general. He attacked the judge. Mr. Trump's counsel, which included his counsel in this case, ignored the state's demand that they control their client, consistent with the understanding that this was all intentional, that it was part of a strategy to delegitimize the proceedings. Mr. Trump and his counsel, that includes Alina Habba, followed up with intemperate public statements and continued to attacks on the court. It takes little imagination, this letter brief continues, to think that Mr. Trump is gearing up for a similar performance here, only this time in front of a jury. Indeed, as noted above, Mr. Trump promised a second round of the same scenario in his remarks to the press yesterday. So this is a request by E. Jean Carroll in advance, in a prophylactic way, to control, constrain, and instruct Trump under penalty of contempt to not make a mockery and a shambles out of this upcoming trial. Kudos and hats off to Robbie Kaplan, who's been on the podcast before, with how she's handling this so masterfully and how she is presenting the evidence, including recent evidence as recently as this week, to Judge Kaplan to consider. She ends it as follows. Listen to these words. If Mr. Trump appears at this trial, whether as a witness or otherwise, his recent statements and behavior strongly suggest that he will seek to sow chaos. Indeed, he may well perceive a benefit in seeking to poison these proceedings, where the only question for the jury is how much more he will have to pay in damages for defaming Ms. Carroll. This court should make clear from the outset that Mr. Trump is forbidden from engaging in such antics and will suffer consequences in doing so. We're going to follow that trial closely. It's not televised. There's no audio of it, but we'll follow it day by day, one place, the Midas Touch Network, and on this Legal AF. And we'll do it on Legal AF, the podcast, on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And on hot takes just like this one. You like these kind of hot takes? You can get them one place. Don't turn that dial. Midas Touch Network, free subscribe. Help them get to 2 million. So until my next hot take and my next coverage of the E. Jean Carroll case, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.